Could you kindly explain to me what took you 2 years to sue her?
I was hoping she'd come to me.
Wishful thinking got her nowhere.
If you had insurance, your insurance would have paid for her medical bills.
Yes, if I hit her.
What will denial do for this driver?
You read the police report?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it says?
Mm-hmm.
It says that you hit her. I don't believe an otherwise normal person walks into a car.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Clara Davis is suing her neighbor, Linda Foley, for medical bills she incurred after Linda ran into her with her car.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 565 on the calendar of the matter, Davis versus Foley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Ms. Davis, it is your claim that over 2 years ago, the defendant hit you with her car. You want to be compensated not only for medical bills, but you want $5,000 because you say she injured you. Ms. Foley says that you actually walked into her car.
Right.
Ms. Foley, what kind of car were you driving?
I have a picture. It's not the actual car.
No, just tell me.
It's the 2004 Kia Optima.
And that's the same car that you had in 2009?
Yes.
Did you have insurance on the car?
No, but can I please add something?
No.
Okay.
Just answer my questions. The car was uninsured.
Yes.
Now you can explain why the car was uninsured.
Well, I didn't know till the next day, to after the accident. I called the insurance company and they said I had a lapse in coverage on January 12th.
Because you didn't pay.
Because, yeah, I didn't pay.
Well, when you don't pay for insurance, that's what happens. They cancel your insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, so they canceled your insurance.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't find out.
Didn't find out? You didn't pay your insurance. You knew you didn't pay the insurance, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, on what date did this accident take place, Ms. Davis?
February 21st, 2009.
Did the police respond to the accident?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see the police report. You have a copy of the police report? Did you lose your license?
No.
Did you advise the police that you didn't have insurance?
No, I didn't know I didn't have insurance.
When did you find out, Ms. Davis, that the defendant didn't have insurance?
About a week after.
So 2 years ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you kindly explain to me what took you 2 years to sue her?
Because I was hoping that she would come and try to see and help me pay the bills, but she never did.
You mean the medical bills?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now you can go and tell me, Ms. Davis, what you say happened. Go ahead.
February 21st, 2009, I was exiting my apartment building. I went south on Esther's Road, and this is the entrance to Linda Foley's. She has an entrance, and then there's the landscaping, and then this is the exit. So as I got here, Judge Judy, I could see that there was a car that was going really fast. So I stopped, like, right here, like, right there. And then as I stopped, the car stopped. So then I went across the driveway, and then the next thing I know, I woke up face down in the median in the street, and she had hit me.
Okay. So, tell me what you say happened.
Did I go up there?
Yes.
Okay. I was leaving for work, and I was going out, and there's a speed bump here and then a gate. And then I stopped right here at the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen the lady, and she had a big red jacket. I waved her on. She didn't come on. She went like this. So I looked right, which is a one-way street anyways, but I still looked right. And then as soon as I looked right, I seen her just bump right into my car with her leg right here on this part of the car under the tire wheel of the driver's side and threw her Coke can in the road and fell down, and then like she fell.
Go back.
Okay.
Let me read to you from the police report. You read the police report?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it says?
Mm-hmm.
It says that you hit her. That's what it says.
Yeah, it says
that. Unit 1 was exiting westbound from Eagle Crescent apartment complex, turning northbound on Easters Road while stopped at the intersection. Unit 1, that would be you, failed to observe the pedestrian traveling northbound at the intersection. Unit 1, that would be you, failed to yield right-of-way to the pedestrian, and Unit 1 struck the left front quarter to the pedestrian. Now, your problem is, Ms. Foley, if you had insurance, your insurance would have paid for her medical bills, because when a car has an accident with a pedestrian, insurance companies usually find that it's the car's fault. Because unless I think she's crazy, and there was no indication here that she was drunk or under the influence of any substance, people usually don't like to walk into cars. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when for the first time did you approach the defendant about paying your medical bills?
I haven't approached her at all. I was hoping she'd come to me about the medical bills.
Well, if you have a police report, the police report gives you, madam, her insurance information, State Farm, with a policy number. Because at that time, she says she didn't know her policy had been canceled. So you have the police report, and you have the insurance and the policy information, and you've been hit by a car. How old are you?
I'm 49.
49 years old knows to contact an insurance company or to contact an attorney and say, I was hit by a car. Did you do that?
I did.
Of course you did. You contacted an attorney, and the attorney tried to sue her?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the attorney sue her?
No, ma'am.
Because?
She wasn't insured.
Because she had no insurance?
No insurance.
And no money. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And when were you advised by the attorney that they weren't going to pursue your case because she had no insurance and no money? On what date?
March of 2009. I don't know the date.
Couldn't have been March of 2009.
Well, she hit me February 21st, so
yeah,
it was...
I understand that. You went to see a lawyer on what date?
It had to have been right after, like, March.
Are you talking... No. Let me see the documentation from your lawyer.
No, I don't have anything from him, Longcar.
Listen, Miss Davis, this incident occurred on February 21st, 2009. On what date did you go to the lawyer? February 22nd. So the next day, just listen to me carefully. So the next day you went to the lawyer?
Yes.
And where did you get the lawyer from?
Out of the phone book.
Did you sign anything with the lawyer the next day?
I did. I did.
Do you know what you signed with the lawyer?
It was something like a declaration that would ask him to represent me.
No, it was something that said that whatever the lawyer recovered, the lawyer would keep probably a third.
Yes.
You know, we understand each other, Miss Davis. I've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, she may not have been looking where she was going. She's not behind a 2,000-pound machine. You are. You have to pay her medical bills. That's your responsibility.
Yes, if I hit her.
And later today...
Did you have your son's consent to hire a private investigator?
No.
Did you have your brother's consent to hire a private investigator?
No.
Where do you come off to get involved in somebody else's matrimonial case?
Pedestrian Clara Davis says neighbor Linda Foley ran into her with her car. Linda claims it was Clara who ran into her.
So initially, you didn't wait so long because you were hoping she would come and ask you to pay the medical bills. You went to a lawyer immediately. You gave the lawyer her information, her name, her address, her insurance carrier, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'm going to ask you this question, Miss Davis. Subsequently, you found out from the lawyer that there was no insurance coverage.
Yes.
When?
When I contacted him, it probably took them a couple of days to find out that she hadn't gotten, when they got back to me, it probably took them a couple of days to get back to let me know that she had no coverage.
And who took you to the lawyer's office?
They came to my house.
So you called from the phone book and said, I was hit by a car, and the lawyer said, I'll come to your house.
Yes, ma'am.
And he did?
Yes, ma'am.
Better. Now, at that time, where were you working February 21st, 2009?
I was working at CNS.
Doing what?
It's a traumatic brain injury place as a resident assistant.
Are you still working there?
No, ma'am.
When did you stop working there?
In November of 2009.
Where are you working now?
I'm unemployed.
Have you been unemployed since November of 2009?
No, ma'am.
How long had you worked for this traumatic brain injury unit?
I've been there about 11 months.
You mean prior to November of 2009, you were there for 11 months?
Yes.
Okay. Now I would like to see the medical reports that you have. Is this your usual medical provider, Baylor Medical Center?
That's where the ambulance took me.
Did you have any sort of insurance at that time?
No, ma'am.
The medical bill here, the charges are $8,634 on this bill. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay these people?
No, ma'am.
Did they reduce this to a judgment?
No, ma'am. Not that I know of.
What I find very odd is you're not even suing for these medical bills.
I'm suing for the medical bills. On my report, what I filled out, I filed for medical bills.
This says I have $1,738 in medicals just from that visit.
That was from January. That's this year. I had to go back.
Let me explain, Ms. Davis. Without a medical doctor to tell me that your headaches or whatever else you suffered from, you are suffering from as a result of something that happened 2 years ago. I can't consider your medical bills in 2011 as having been caused by this two-year-old accident, but you have $8,000 worth of medical bills from Baylor.
Yes.
And that you are actually entitled to. Well, Baylor is entitled to it.
Yes.
And as far as you know, Baylor has not been paid.
No, ma'am.
Well, then we'll just get the check made right payable to them.
Okay.
Isn't that a good idea?
Okay.
Great. You have to pay her medical bills. She shouldn't be behind the eight ball for medical bills. That's your responsibility. If you fail to pay your insurance would have paid for her medical bills.
Yes, if I hit her.
Listen, let's be careful. If you had insurance 2 years ago, your insurance would have conducted an investigation. The police report, in all probability, would have been dispositive. The police report says you failed to yield to a pedestrian. I don't believe an otherwise normal person walks into a car. There was no indication in any of these reports that she was intoxicated in any way. Now, she may not have been looking where she was going. She's not behind a 2,000-pound machine. You are. That's your responsibility. I don't believe that you purposely hit her. I believe it was an accident. But when a car collides with a person, it is usually the car's fault. In this case, the police found it was your fault. That's what your insurance company would have determined, and they would have minimally paid her medical bills if you had insurance. You don't have insurance because you've negligently failed to pay your premium. Neither she nor Baylor, who provided services for her, should be out of pocket because you didn't have insurance as you were required to have by law. And you're lucky they let you have your license. And the only reason they let you have your license is because you told them that you had insurance, which was a lie. And the fact that you may have found out about it the next day, you certainly didn't call the police and rectify that, did you? And say, I didn't have insurance.
No.
Right?
No.
Well, if you found out the next day that you didn't have insurance, why didn't you call the police and say, listen, the information that I gave you on the police report was wrong. I didn't have insurance. Why didn't you do that?
I didn't even think I had to.
Well, if you told the police a lie.
Well, it wasn't a lie at the time.
But you found out it was a lie the next day.
Well, not really a lie. I found out I lapsed.
Listen to me. You knew one thing. You knew you hadn't paid your insurance. That didn't come as a surprise to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
He had an agreement with you. The agreement was to act as a private investigator. Did you work for them?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you get any dirt that they wanted on this sister-in-law/daughter-in-law?
Pedestrian Clara Davis says neighbor Linda Foley ran into her with her car. Linda claims it was Clara who ran into her.
Now, people of your age know that when they don't pay for insurance, they cancel the insurance. That's what happens. You don't pay for your lights, they turn off the lights. You don't pay your rent, they kick you out on the street. You don't pay for the insurance, they cancel the insurance. It's as simple as that. judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000 to be made to Baylor. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
When I got up, my leg, my knee was hurt.
She jumped up from the corner of where the tire was.
She never asked me one time how I was doing.
Banged on my window for like 5 minutes.
She cussed me out, called me the B word.
And I wouldn't come out of the car because the lady was acting so weird.
And told him to tell your auntie the next time, tell her to stay off the street the next time.
And jumping and banging on the window.
She's crazy.
I just think she's got a scam, away with a scam.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bodner Hall versus Mullins. Step forward.
Amber Bodner and her mother, Carla Hall, are suing private investigator Michael Mullins for the return of his fee. The plaintiffs claim Michael never delivered the information they paid him to find.
How are you two ladies related?
This is my mother.
All right. So this is what this complaint is about. You two ladies stuck your nose in where it didn't belong. Your son and your brother, same person, in the process of what was potentially a nasty custody battle as part of a divorce. You decided to stick your nose in a place where it didn't belong, and you hired the defendant, who was a private investigator, to gather dirt on your soon-to-be ex-sister-in-law and ex-daughter-in-law. You paid him on 3 separate occasions, and he failed to come up with any dirt on the subject. So far, correct?
Yes.
Right. And so you're suing him because you want your money back. That's what this case is about, right? Ridiculous. Did you have your son's consent to hire a private investigator?
No.
Did you have your brother's consent to hire a private investigator?
No.
Where do you come off to get involved in somebody else's matrimonial case?
My nephew.
It's not your business.
Well, we're
family. Not your business. That's what he has a father for.
My brother was stuck at home watching. My nephew.
That's what I just asked you. I said, did you have your brother's permission to hire a private investigator?
No, he was at home with my nephew. He had no idea what was going on. She just wasn't coming home.
Listen to me. Then you have a discussion with your brother and say, this is what we know. This is what we think. Maybe you want to hire an investigator. Maybe you want to take some action. You don't stick your nose in somebody else's business. It's not your business. Now, you paid him on 3 separate occasions. Were you satisfied with the quality of the material he gave you the first time?
No.
And so what do? You paid him again. Now, when you paid him the second installment, were you satisfied with what he did for you the first time and the second time?
He kept continually feeding us along.
Were you satisfied?
Well, so far we had been. I mean, he kept...
Good. So you were satisfied with the first time and the second time. You paid him the third time. So it was only the third time that you became dissatisfied?
It was when we got the report at the end that stated nothing of anything
that,
he had told us.
That didn't give you any information that you wanted.
It was no information at all.
There was no dirt.
No, there was dirt. He was verbally telling me there was dirt, and it wasn't in the report.
There was no dirt. That's what you get for sticking your nose where it doesn't belong.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, he doesn't have a contract to give you what you want. He had an agreement with you. The agreement was to act as a private investigator. Did you work for them?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you get any dirt that they wanted on their sister-in-law / daughter-in-law?
No, ma'am, not what they were looking for.
Not what you were looking for. Your brother's still married?
No.
He's divorced?
Yes.
And who has custody of the child?
They have shared custody.
Shared custody. And is that by agreement or court order?
They ended up agreeing to it.
Well, then they would have done that without your interference. Right?
Yep.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was stringing us along the entire time.
I couldn't answer to that except that everything was on a report that was needed for...
I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her.
Their attorney, which I was requested to give them.
And then nothing.
I don't really know. The evidence wasn't there.
Nothing ever came of anything.
I wish it had been for their sake.
He found the boyfriend's address.
But I think everything turned out well.
That was what we got.
With the case I was working on.
I don't believe we're allowed to say a whole lot about her.
I still feel they're basically good people.
I'm glad it's over.
I'm glad it's over too, yes.